time to head off to the Principality of Mount Alexandershire and say good morning to their CEO, Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert.
I was just thinking, you know, that we had that bet for the lottery ticket the other day, you know, on the Cats and Carlton game. I think rather than a scratchy ticket, what I should have had for the bet was 10 bucks on your man being the first one to get the Khyber Pass this year as coach.
Yes, not good, Robbo, not good.
No.
But, yes, and good effort by us, and not easy to make North Melbourne look good, but I think we did a pretty good job of that on the weekend.
You did indeed. All right, local matters now. The fun and excitement never stops. Council meeting tonight?
Yes, Robbo, and this was actually supposed to be last week, but the council's really eager to, if possible, have it in as a public open meeting. So we shifted it to this week. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out with the timing of the restrictions, and we really need to get on with business. So it is proceeding tonight. It will be via Zoom. Everybody will be via Zoom as per the Victorian government restrictions that will be in place at least until tonight. And that means that it's physically closed to the public, but everyone's still able to get in there and watch the meeting live on our YouTube channel, of course, Robert, the Mount Alexandershire Council YouTube channel.
Yep.
Kicks off at 6:30. Lots of stuff on the agenda tonight, and just a few that may be of particular interest to people. We have got a proposal in there to extend the council's COVID-19 financial hardship policy. That one's been in place since June last year, Robbo, and was really put there to try and support ratepayers and businesses and community groups to be able to be supported if they're having challenges with paying some of the charges that they have to pay to council, working out better ways that we could help them through that. So property rates and charges, permits, leases, and waste fees were all in that hardship policy. So council will have a look at whether or not it wants to extend that a bit further tonight based on what's still going on.
Yes.
There's a proposal in there also, Robbo, to extend what was called the Making Space Outdoor Dining and Entertainment Program. That's one we, like every council, got money from the state government to activate more outdoor spaces for dining and entertainment while still meeting COVID-19 restriction requirements. So there's a proposal in there to extend that for up to another 12 months from later this month, I think. So we'll see how that one goes.
Yep.
And also a big one on the agenda is the planning permit application for the development of a supermarket and two shops associated with that in Forest Street in Castlemaine, which has been one coming for a long time. So the councils will consider the officer's report tonight and make a decision that they'd like us. That one's already been referred to VCAT, and this decision tonight from the councils will just let us know what position they'd like us to represent when it does get heard in VCAP.
Okay. Now, you mentioned business there too, and of course, very tough. A lot of people, you know, still crying out for help, but I see free counselling available for businesses as well. And I guess this would be particularly for SMEs as well, for small owner operators and that sort of thing, to get free help from the council in terms of how best to go forward.
Very much so, Robbo. This is one we've been offering for a while throughout the COVID restrictions being in place. And great that the fifth lockdown is probably going to ease off a fair bit tonight. But we know that it's still very challenging for all of our businesses, as it is everywhere, to come back again and again and again. So this is really offering access to the same employee assistance program that our own staff have access to. It's a program that's offered by a group called Assure, and they provide participants with 4 confidential and free counselling sessions, and that's with an experienced psychologist. So it's a very good service. It's certainly one that we entrust to care for our staff when they need support. There's no information or names of participants collected and given back to council. We get none of that. And they're happy to talk to you about anything that's to do with your work or your personal life or even financial, legal and nutritional coaching. Is all within the gamut of what they're prepared to talk to you about and support you through. So really encourage any of our businesses throughout the Shire, if you're feeling like you need to talk to somebody, give Assure a call on 1-800-808-374. Let them know that you are in the Mount Alexander Shire Council, and all of those services will be available to you, and okay. We hope that they help.
Just about out of time, Darren, so very quickly, just a reminder, a couple of online forums.
Yes, we did mention these ones last week, Robbo. So this is really progressing the community vision and the council plan. So there's two online forums now. They were going to be in person again. We've had to change. So these are Monday the 2nd of August at 6 p.m. and Wednesday the 4th of August at 6 p.m. If you want to get involved in those, you can register via our Shape Mount Alexander website. So if you put Shape Mount Alexander into Google, that will come up, and look under the vision section and just register there. So really love to have people get involved in that one, Robert.
Darren, always good to chat, and look forward to having a talk next week. All the very best, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Robert.
Good on you. Darren Fuzzard, Mount Alexander Shire, on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.